上主日，我们透过马可福音第二章23-28节，看到了犹太人的宗教领袖，就是法利赛人，针对耶稣的门徒在安息日经过麦田的时候掐麦穗吃，来责备耶稣的门徒在安息日做的不合法的事情。
Last Sunday we saw in Mark chapter 2 verses 23 to 28, the Jewish religious leaders who were the Pharisees attacking the disciples, saying that they were doing what was not lawful on the Sabbath, which was merely plucking corn off the fields that they were passing through.
问题这个是这个所谓的合法与不合法的问题，根本不是按照摩西律法的要求。
But this matter of being lawful or not lawful was not a specific requirement of the Mosaic law.
而是犹太的宗教领袖在几百年来绞尽脑汁所炮制出来人为的礼仪和规条。
But rather, it was the result of a man-made rituals and rules that the religious leaders had racked their brains to develop over the centuries.
以至于安息日成了犹太人所要面对充满重担、最最难以应付、不得安息的一天。
The Sabbath had become the most difficult and burdensome day that the Jews had to face, where they could not be at rest.
这是很可笑的一件事情。安息日本来是让人安息的，但是他们却成了安息日成了犹太人的重担。
Such is the irony where the Sabbath was meant to be rest for them, but they could not be at rest.
他们之所以要要对安息日定规了1500多条不可做的规定。
The reason for them to list more than 1500 regulations for the Sabbath in regards for what not to do.
实际上是法利赛人为了在人们面前炫耀自己有多么的属灵。有遵守这些规条的表现机会。
It was really to give themselves an opportunity to show off how spiritual they were in observing these rules.
从而为了自己的高傲、自以为意，找到一个心安理得的依据。
In order that they can find legitimate reasons to justify their high degree of pride and self-righteousness.
然而耶稣看着这些自以为对神的话语知识感到自豪的人们，问他们说：经上的话你们没有念过吗？
But Jesus looked at this man who pride themselves on their knowledge of the word, and he said to them, Have you never read what is in the Bible?
旧约时代，当大卫与跟随他的人缺乏饥饿的时候，找到当时的大祭司要饼吃。
In the Old Testament days, when King David was in need and hungry, he asked for bread from the high priest at that time.
大祭司就将圣所里面的陈设饼拿给大卫吃。
The high priest took the bread of the presence from the holy place and gave it to David.
大卫不仅吃了陈设饼，又给跟从他的人吃。但是记得，这饼除了祭司以外，人是不可吃的。
And King David ate the bread of presence, which was not lawful for anyone to eat except for the priests. And he also gave it to those who were with him.
那为什么祭司要将陈设饼给大卫吃呢？
Then why did the high priest give the bread to David?
因为大祭司非常非常的有智慧。
Because this high priest was very, very wise.
他明白，假如为了遵守律法的礼仪而导致人死亡的话，那么礼仪本身就失去了意义，就没有什么意义。
Because the high priest understood that if people die because of the rituals, then the ceremonial rituals themselves would have lost their meaning.
你不可以为了死板恪守礼仪的规定而导致人死亡。
You can't observe a ceremony in a rigid way and then lose a person.
那问题的关键在于，假如祭司允许大卫 啊，这很可能是在安息日里面所发生的。祭司允许大卫没有遵守神性律法的字面意思。
The key point here is, if David could be allowed by a priest, perhaps on a Sabbath, not to observe a divine symbol,
那么人子，上帝的儿子，就可以允许他的门徒不跟从人为的非圣经而来的安息日的规条了。
Then the disciples could be allowed by the Son of God not to follow an unbiblical man-made rule on the Sabbath.
原因并不难明白。
It is not hard to understand.
安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
换句话说啊，简单来说，就是神的怜悯与慈悲要胜过一切的礼仪和人为的规条。
That is also to say that God's mercy and compassion triumphs over rituals and man-made rites.
因为耶稣在登山宝训里面教导说，连续人的有福了。因为他们必蒙什么？必蒙连续。
Because Jesus taught at the Sermon of the Mount in saying, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy."
这就是为什么耶稣说，所以人子是安息日的主。
Which is why Jesus said, "So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath."
我在这里呢，顺便给大家做一个比较。
Let us make a comparison here.
耶稣之所以以旧约大卫作为例子，因为大卫在当时是一个逃亡的君王。
That Jesus had set David as an illustration, because back then David was a king in exile.
他是神所拣选整个以色列的君王，然而整个以色列民族拒绝了他。
He was the true king that was chosen by God.And yet the whole nation had rejected him.
假如大卫处在他君王合理的地位上，那么他和跟从他的人就没有必要去吃圣殿里面撤下来的陈设饼了。
If he had been in his rightful place as king, then he and his men wouldn't have needed to eat this bread from the holy place.
耶稣神的儿子，大卫的子孙，也遭到了他国度子民的拒绝。
And Jesus, Son of God, the heir of David, also had been rejected by his nation and his people.
假如耶稣在地上的时候，他被合理的按照君王被承认，被他的子民所接待的话
，And if He has been properly acknowledged as king and received by his people.
那么他和他的门徒就可以不必像那可怜的旅行者那样去掐地里的麦穗来充饥了。
Then he and his disciples wouldn't be eating grain in the field like poor travelers either.
现在耶稣说，所以人子是安息日的主。
Now Jesus says, "So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath."
这句话对犹太人来说简直是不敢相信、令人震惊的一句话。
This was a shocking statement that was beyond comprehension for the Jews.
因为历史历代以来，他们都知道，安息日是上帝所设定的日子，而且是一个圣日。
Because for generations, they know that the Sabbath was a day ordained by God, and they know that it is a holy day.
这最早是在创世纪的第二章第一到第三节，神就要求他们要守安息日。
Way back in Genesis chapter 2 verses 1 to 3, God had required for them to observe the Sabbath.
你看他们要从创世纪的第二章，那么早神就定规了。安息日是圣日。
Way back to the Genesis chapter 2, God had already ordained this day to be the Sabbath.
请大家跟我一起翻开创世纪第二章第一到第三节。
Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
天地万物都造齐了，到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and the host of all them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done.
神赐福给第七日，记得神赐福，然后呢，定为圣日，因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了，歇息了。
So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation.
那更不用说了，遵守安息日是神所颁布的十条诫命里面又一次清楚定规的律法。
It is needless to say that observing the Sabbath is also clearly listed in the Ten Commandments.
所以犹太人都很清楚。
So the Jews are very clear on this.
安息日是神定规的。
God had ordained the Sabbath.
那么现在耶稣说他就是什么安息日的主，那么等于什么呢？言下之意，他就说他就是神，他在宣告他就是神。
Now Jesus says that he is the Lord of the Sabbath. So what is he saying? He is obviously saying that he is God.
那不单耶稣不单单宣告，他用赦免人的罪、医病人的疾病、赶逐污鬼的大能神迹，证实了他是谁。
And not only did Jesus proclaim that he is God, he proved this by his miraculous power of forgiving sins, healing diseases, and casting out demons.
所以这是犹太的宗教领袖们说无法说不能接受的事情。
And this was what the religious leaders could not accept.
啊，请允许我稍稍绕一下。
Allow me to detour a little.
是我在这里要顺便说一下，耶稣既是安息日的主，你知道吗？在他复活以后，耶稣已经将安息日的律法给废除掉。
By the way, Jesus is Lord over the Sabbath, and he had abolished the Sabbath after his resurrection.
这里我需要稍稍做一个说明。
I need to explain this a little.
因为我发现了，有许多基督徒常常将安息日与主日这两个日子给搞混淆了。
Because I have found that many Christians are often confused over the Sabbath and the Lord's Day.
甚至有人说，第七日现在礼拜天就是基督徒的安息日。
Many people often have said that because today is the seventh day of the week, so
the first day of the week.
Today is the first day of the week, so the Sabbath is the Lord's day.
And the Lord's day is Christians' Sabbath day.
安息日是基督徒的
主日是
主日是基督徒的安息日。
慢慢来，慢慢来。OK， 所谓安息日，我们知道这是七日的第几天了？第七日，也就是我们一般所说的礼拜六。
We all know that the Sabbath is on the seventh day of the week, which is what we know as Saturday.
到了耶稣时代，我们主耶稣按照犹太人的惯例，也在安息日，就是周六、礼拜六这天到会堂里面去聚会。
In the days of Jesus, our Lord has also gathered at the synagogue on the Sabbath, which is Saturday, in accordance to the Jewish practice.
他到会堂里面去，在安息日到会堂里面去，在那里向犹太人讲解圣经。但记得那个时候只有旧约圣经。
While gathering at the synagogue, Jesus spoke the scriptures to the Jews, although the scriptures were really the Old Testament.
甚至在教会初期啊，使徒们还经常在犹太人安息日聚会的时候到犹太人当中去。
And even up to the early church days, the apostles would be in the midst of the Jews on the Sabbath.
他们去那里做什么呢？就是为了向他们证明耶稣就是神所设立的基督。
What are they there for?They are there to prove to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ whom God had established.
那我们可以从《使徒行传》第十六章的记载 使徒行传第十六章的记载，看见保罗第一次到腓立比去的时候，他就在安息日到河边找到了犹太人祷告就是聚会的地方。
We also know that from Acts chapter 16 that during Paul's first visit to Philippi, he found a place of prayer where they gathered by the riverside on the Sabbath.
当然这是犹太人传统的惯例，你知道吗？一直到今天，犹太人还是在安息日，就是礼拜六，到会堂去聚会。
Of course, this is their tradition that the Jews will still gather in the synagogue on the Sabbath, even up to today.
然而，当耶稣基督从死里复活之后，他已经将安息日的规条给废去了。
And yet, when Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, he had abolished any need for the Sabbath.
因为安息日只是一个影子，重要的意义就是要人们得到真正的安息。
Because the Sabbath was just a shadow, the real significance for it is for people to be in the true rest.
那按照上帝的预备，人只有在耶稣基督的里面，只有罪得到赦免。才能够得到真正的完全的安息。
According to God's preparation, only being in Jesus Christ and being sins having forgiven can man be in the true and complete rest.
保罗在哥罗西书第二章十六到十七节特别地告诉新约的基督徒，
Paul specially told New Testament Christians in Colossians chapter 2 verses 16 to 17.
哥罗西书第二章十六到十七节，他说：“所以不拘在饮食、节期、月数、安息日，请注意，他这里特别提到了安息日，都不可让人论断你，因为这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。”
Paul said in Colossians chapter 2 verse 16 to 17 that therefore let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink or with regard to a festival or a new moon or, take note of this, a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ.
希伯来书的作者在希伯来书第三章第四章也特别说明基督才是我们真正的安息。
The human author of the book of Hebrews said in chapters 3 to 4 that Christ is our true rest.
我们可以很快的来看一下希伯来书第四章第九到第十节。
We can quickly turn to Hebrews chapter 4 verses 9 to 10.
希伯来书第四章第九到第十节这样，他说，这样看来比另外另有一个安息日的安息。请注意这里在提安息日，安息日的安息为神的子民存留，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
Hebrews chapter 4 verses 9 to 10 he says, So then there remains, take note of this, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, so as God did from his.
换句话说，既然安息日那个影子所代表的本体就是基督已经来了，那么影子呢就不再需要了，有了本体谁还去追求那个影子呢？
In other words, since the substance of the true rest who is Christ has come, then we don't need the shadow anymore. Since the substance is here, why do we need the shadow anymore?
那么教会就是神所拣选的基督徒的聚会，实际上从教会建立的初期开始，就是在七日的第一日，就是礼拜天敬拜主了。
Then the gathering of the church, which is the God-chosen Christians, really begin from the beginning of the early church days, which is worshiping of the Lord on the first day of the week, which is Sunday.
因为四卷福音书都清楚地记载，主耶稣是在七日的第一日，就是礼拜天的清晨复活的。
Because all four gospel books clearly wrote that Lord Jesus was resurrected in the early morning of the first day of the week, which was Sunday.
因此作为基督的门徒，重生得救的基督徒，我们理当在这一天，在主耶稣基督复活的日子来敬拜他，敬拜我们的父神。
Therefore, as Christ's disciples, as regenerated Christians, we are to worship God the Father and Christ on this day, which is the day our Lord was resurrected.
新约圣经有好几个地方都非常清楚的记载，教会的初期都是在就开始在七日的第一日，就是礼拜天，掰饼纪念主的。
There are a few places in the New Testament that clearly stated that the early church began breaking bread and remembering the Lord on the first day of the week.
好，我们很快的来看几个地方。使徒行传二十章第七节。
Let us look at a few places quickly. Acts chapter 20 verse 7.
使徒行传二十章第七节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 7.
七日的第一日，记得啊，七日的第一日就是礼拜天，我们聚会掰饼的时候。
On the first day of the week, take note of this. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread.
好，第二地方我们看看哥林多前书十六章第二节。
Another place in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2.
哥林多前书十六章第二节，保罗在给哥林多教会的书信当中也清楚地提到。
First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 2, Paul also mentioned this in his epistle to the Corinthian church.
每逢七日的第一日，这就是教会聚会的时候。七日的第一日，个人要照自己的镜像抽出来留着，免得我来的时候现臭。
On the first day of every week, which is the day that the church gathers, each of you is to put something aside and store it up.As he may prosper, so that there will be no collecting when I come.
后来，当使徒约翰在拔摩海岛的时候，也是在七日的第一日，礼拜天，领受了主耶稣给他看见的异象。
Later on, when the Apostle John was at Patmos, he received the vision from Lord Jesus, also on the first day of the week.
不过，使徒约翰在启示录的第一章第十节。用的另外一个字眼。
But the Apostle John used another term in Revelation chapter 1 verse 10.
启示录第一章第十节，使徒约翰在那用了一个字叫做主日。
He used another term in Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, which is the Lord's Day.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，看见我后面有大声音如吹号对我说，等等等等。
I was in the spirit of...was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, and so on.
好了，现在如果你听明白的话，安息日是旧约给犹太人的。
And if you understand this, the Sabbath is for the Old Testament Jews.
耶稣基督复活以后已经将安息日给废除了。
Upon Christ's resurrection, he has abolished the Sabbath.
现在我们基督徒在主日敬拜主。
And now we as Christians, we worship Christ on our Lord on the Lord's Day.
就是七日的第一日，就是礼拜天。
Which is the first day of the week on the Sunday.
这两个日子没有什么关系。
There is no relation between these two.
但是我要特别讲清楚一件事情。
But I need to make this very clear.
假如你是基督徒
If you are a Christian,
假如你已经重生得救
If you are saved and regenerated,
假如你的罪已经完全得到赦免
And if your sins are forgiven,
你知道吗？七天当中的任何一天都是你的安息日
Then the Sabbath will be every day during the week.
因为你在耶稣基督的里面罪得赦免才能够得到真正的安息
Because only by your sins being forgiven, you can find true rest in Christ.
所以我希望今后不要再大家将犹太人的安息日与教会的主日混淆在一起了。
Therefore, I hope that everyone will not confuse the Jewish Sabbath and the Lord's Day anymore.
当耶稣说，所以人子也是安息日的主的时候。
When Jesus said, "So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath,"
他实际上是在责备法利赛人出于骄傲的。自我表现
He was really rebuking the Pharisees for their own performance out of their pride.
神原本要将给人安息的那个美意，被他们变成了加给神的选民诸多繁重的负担，变成了这个镜像上的重轭。
They have turned God's wonderful will in bringing rest to men into a series of heavy burdens for God's people. In other words, they have put a heavy yoke on the people.
所以耶稣在马太福音十一章二十八节对犹太人说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Therefore Jesus said to the people in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden.And I will give you rest.
这里所说的劳苦，实际上指的就是人因为自己罪的缘故，为了在上帝，为了与理顺与神的关系，付出身体上、精神上的劳苦。
The labor here refers to the heavy labor on the body and the mind that are brought about by man's strife to be at peace with God due to one's own sin.
那这里所说的重担。所指的那个重轭，所指的就是犹太人宗教领袖表现自以为意所设立的宗教体系。
The heavy laden was referring to the weariness that the people had lived under the constraint of a self-righteous system by the religious leaders.
他们设立了许多人为的安息日的诸多礼仪和规条，给百姓带来了不堪重负。
They established so many man-made rituals and rules for the Sabbath, and had brought much burden on the people.
这就把我们带进了马可福音第三章的内容。
Then this brings us into Mark chapter 3.
请到大家和我一起回到马可福音第三章第一到第六节。
Please come back with me to Mark chapter 3 verses 1 to 6.
耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个人枯干了一只手。
Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand.
众人窥探耶稣在安息日里医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。
And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him.
耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说：“起来，站在当中。
”And he said to the man with the withered hand.Come here.
又问众人说，在安息日行善行恶、救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？他们都不吱声。
And he said to them, Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill? But they were silent.
耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心里刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸。手就复原了。
And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at the hardness of heart, and said to the man, Stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored.
法利赛人出去，从同西利一党的人商议怎样除灭耶稣。
The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
由于时间有限，我今天只能简要地跟大家讲解这段圣经里面所要带给我们的真理。
Due to time constraint, I can only briefly explain the truth behind this passage.
在三卷，从三卷对观福音的平行记载来看，我们看见这个事件与之前的事件是连在一起的。
From the parallel passages in the Synoptic Gospels, we can see that this event is connected to the previous event.
耶稣医治了这个一只手枯干的人，实际上也是发生在安息日的事情。
Jesus healing this man with a withered hand also took place on the Sabbath.
那现在的枯干，我们都以为它就是给干掉了，不对。枯干这个字，希腊文的原文呢？Asuino 如果我讲的这个字很难念，它的意思是一般用在什么呢？用在植物枯萎的那个意思。
the term withered, which we normally understand as being dried out, but this is not the case here. The original Greek, shiraino, it normally refers to the withering of plants.
根据犹太人相传呢、啊，犹太人的传统说，这个人呢、啊，这个手枯干的人，原来是一个石匠。
According to Jewish tradition, this man was a stonemason.
他的手呢？路加福音第六章第六节告诉我们，这是右手，他的右手，啊，严重的受伤，失去了工作的能力，而沦为一个乞丐。
And his hand, which is really his right hand, according to Luke chapter 6 verse 6, his hand had suffered a serious injury, and as a result, he had lost the ability to work and had become a beggar.
那现在呢？这个人的右手严重受伤。已经相当一段时间了。那么这个人的手受伤，没有生命的危险，对不对？不牵扯到生命危险的问题。
And his right hand was seriously injured for quite a time. And although it was injured, and yet it was not life threatening, right?
那么从此看来，耶稣实际上可以不在安息日医他，可以等到另外一天嘛。对吧？可以等到其他的日子、其他的时候再来医治他的手，对吗？因为这个没有不牵扯到生命危险的问题啊。
Having said that, Jesus didn't have to heal him on the Sabbath. He could have waited till another day of the week to heal him, right? Because it's not life-threatening anyway.
那么现在问题来了，为什么耶稣要故意在安息日做这件事情呢？
But the question is, why did Jesus deliberately do this on the Sabbath?
所以这个不是一件偶然发生的事情。
Clearly, this is not something coincidental.
那么可以提前跟大家讲一下，事实上，耶稣就是透过这件事情，很有意的透过这件事情来责备法利赛人的虚假宗教面目。
As a matter of fact,Jesus did this deliberately and intentionally to rebuke the Pharisees and to assault their false religious systems.
但是你知道吗？这件事情直接导致了法利赛人和西律党的人彼此商议，要除掉他。
It was this incident that directly caused the Pharisees to discuss with the Herodians in getting rid of Jesus.
马可福音第三章第二节，众人窥探耶稣。
Mark chapter 3 verse 2.And they watched Jesus.
马可好像没讲得太清楚，不过路加跟我们讲得很清楚。
Mark did not specify, but Luke did.
路加福音第六章第七节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 7.
路加福音六章六到七七到八节跟我们讲得很清楚。
Luke chapter 6 verse 7 to 8 give us details.
路加福音六章七节，路加清楚地说，文士和法利赛人啊，他的具体是谁，路加跟他讲出来了。文士和法利赛人窥探耶稣在安息日治不治病，为要什么？要得把柄去告他。
Luke chapter 6 verse 7, Luke clearly says that the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so that what?So that they might find a reason to accuse him.
很有意思，路加福音第六章第八节说，耶稣却知道他们的意念。
But the interesting thing in verse 8 is that, but he knew their thoughts.
耶稣知道他们心里所想的，然后就对枯干一只手的人说，起来站在当中，那人就起来站着。
Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said to the man with the withered hand, Come and stand here. And he rose and stood there.
所以我们清楚地看到耶稣在安息日做这件事情是什么？故意的，有意的要这么做。
As we can see, Jesus did this deliberately and intentionally on the Sabbath.
不用说，耶稣总是知道人们心中所想的、所怀的心思意念。
It's needless to say that Jesus always knew what people were thinking and what lies in their hearts.
因为他就是无所不知的神，他监察人心的一切活动。
Because he is the omniscient God who knows and searches everything in the human heart.
在这里呢，根据马太福音的记载， 还有另外一个前提。
Here, according to Matthew's account, there was a premise prior to this.
如果你愿意，可以和我一起翻到马太福音十二章第十节。
If you like, you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 12, verse 10.
耶稣为什么这样说呢？其实是有人故意去试探他。
Here it says, why did Jesus do this? Because someone had tried to test him deliberately.
马太福音十二章第十节，有人问耶稣说，安息日治病可不可以？应该是符不符合律法？意思是要控告他。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 10, it says, And they asked him, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? So that they might accuse him.
耶稣没有直接回答他们的问题，只是采用了他最经常使用的方法。
Jesus did not answer that question directly, and yet he used the way that he always uses.
马太说耶稣给他们讲了一个比喻。
Matthew said that Jesus gave them an analogy.
马太福音十二章十一到十二节
，Matthew chapter 12 verses 11 to 12。
耶稣说：“你们中间谁有一只羊，在安息日掉坑里，不把它抓住拉上来呢？人比羊何等贵重呢？所以安息日做善事是可以的。”
Jesus said to them, "Which of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out?" Or how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath.
然后根据马可的记载，耶稣反过来问了他们一个问题。
Then according to Mark's account, Jesus turned the question onto them.
又问众人说，这是马可福音第三章第四节。又问众人说，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命。哪样是可以？其实原文是哪样是符合律法的呢？他们都不吱声。
Mark chapter 3 verse 4 says, And he said to them, Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill? But they were silent.
你知道吗？这既然是一个那些文士法利赛人来挑战耶稣合不合律法的问题。既然是一个合不合律法的问题，耶稣直接将他们的问题带回到旧约圣经的真理当中。
Since this is a matter of being lawful or not, as being challenged by the Pharisees, Jesus directed his question back to the Old Testament scriptural truth.
马可说，在场的人他们都不吭声。
Mark said they were all silent.
我相信在场的文士法利赛人之所以都噤若寒蝉。原因是他们知道耶稣在说什么。
I believe that the reason for the scribes and the Pharisees to go silent is because they knew what Jesus was talking about.
那我给大家举一两个例子。
Let me list a few examples.
例如旧约以赛亚书的第一章十一节。
For example, in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 11.
以赛亚书第一章十一节，耶和华说：“你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？”公绵羊的燔祭和肥畜的脂油我已经够了，公牛的血、羊羔的血、公山牛的血，哇，都不喜悦。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 11 it says, What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats.
十二节到十三节，神接着说：“你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些，使你们践踏我的宴宇呢
？”Verses 12 to 13. When you come to appear before me, who has required of you this trampling of my courts?
第注意十三节，你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香品是我所憎恶的，月数和。安息日这里特别提到了安息日，并宣召的大会也是我所憎恶的。作罪孽又守筵书会，我也不能容忍。
Take note of verse 13. Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. Take note of here. It says, New moon and the Sabbath and the calling of convocations. I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly.
换句话说，神已经厌烦了以色列人在耶稣和安息日所献叫做虚浮的祭物。
In other words, God is sick of the vain offerings that the Israelites brought on the new moons and the Sabbaths.
还有一个地方我们可以作为参考的，就是以赛亚书五十八章。
Another place for reference is in Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6.
神的话说到了安息日所应有的心态。
Here the word of God talked about the attitude necessary for the Sabbath.
神说我所拣选的禁食不是要松开凶恶的绳解下轭上的锁使被欺压的得自由折断一切的轭吗？
Is not this the fast that I choose to loose the bonds of wickedness to undo the straps of the yoke?
跳到13到14节。
Jumping to verses 13 to 14,
十三节，你若在安息日啊，注意这里提到了安息日。你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，并且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
If you turn back your foot from Isaiah, take note.The Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, I call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable. If you honor it, not going your own ways or seeking your own pleasure or talking idly,
你就以耶和华为乐。耶和华要使你乘驾地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你。这是耶和华亲口说的。
That you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you right on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
神的心意已经这么样的清楚，安息日是要解开那些绳索，拿掉人颈上的轭。
The will of the Lord is so clear here. The Sabbath is meant to undo the straps and to lift the yokes of the people.
然而法利赛人文士呢，给百姓加了很多没办法扛不住的那些规条。
And yet the Pharisees and the scribes added so much extra burden onto the people.
这就是这个原因。耶稣的话使得在场的犹太人宗教领袖哑口无言。
For this reason, the Jews present were dumbfounded by Jesus' words.
我们再次回到马可福音第三章。
Let's come back to Mark chapter 3.
第五节，耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复原了。
Verse 5 says, And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at the hardness of heart, and said to the man, Stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored.
旧约圣经有许许多多的地方说到耶和华神发怒。
There are many places in the Old Testament that mention about Yahweh's wrath.
诗篇最明显的诗篇第七章第七篇十一节，神是公义的审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。
The most obvious place is in Psalm chapter 7 verse 11, where it says, God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day.
然而，在新约圣经当中，为数不多的地方。清楚地说到耶稣发怒。
But there are few places in the New Testament that mention about Jesus' anger.
很多时候啊，有人，很多的人愿意把耶稣描绘成一个，哎呀，文文弱弱，哎呀，受人欺负的这么一位人子。
Many people often portray Jesus as a weak, feeble son of man who is often bullied.
但是你要记得，圣经也提到耶稣的发怒。
And yet, the Bible mentions about his anger.
或许你还记得另外一个地方讲到耶稣发怒是什么时候啊？他洁净圣殿的时候，耶稣也发怒了。
Of course, if you can remember another place where it mentions his anger, and where is that place? It is when he was cleansing the temple.
耶稣不仅仅发怒，而且他忧愁他们的心刚硬。
Not only was Jesus angry, he was also grieved at their hardness of heart.
这个字啊，希腊文原是 porosis， porosis 是因为无知而那个人的心无知而刚硬。
The original Greek for this term hardness of heart is polonus, which means the hardness of the heart as a result of ignorance.
硬到什么程度呢？跟花岗岩、石头花岗岩一样的硬。
How hard it is? Can be compared to stone and rock.
那你要注意啊，这个时候这就是我们的主，就是神所设立的挽回祭。
And this is the propitiation established by our Lord, our God.
我们的主不但对罪发怒，更重要的，他是对人内心刚硬的忧愁，因为他怜悯他们，因为他怜悯我们。
Not only is our Lord angry at sin, he is also grieved at man's hardness of heart.Because he is merciful to them, and he is merciful to us.
然而主耶稣的怜悯并没有使得这些人的内心回转。
And yet, Lord Jesus' mercy did not turn their hearts back.
第六节，法利赛人出去，同西律一党的人商议，怎样可以除灭耶稣。
Verse 6 says, The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, held to destroy him.
主耶稣的怜悯，主耶稣对这些人内心刚硬的忧愁，没有促使他们悔改。
Lord Jesus' mercy, the grief that Lord Jesus had felt towards the hardness of the heart of this people, did not bring them into repentance.
当这个人，这个手枯干的人得到医治的时候，他们感到怒不可遏。
Instead, they were outraged when this man with the withered hand was healed.
路加福音第六章十一节更加清楚地说，他们就满心大怒，彼此商议怎样处置耶稣。
Luke chapter 6 verse 11 gave us more details in saying they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus.
因为按照他们的理解，他们认为人的病得到医治，或者医治人的病。就算作是工作。
Because according to them, healing was considered as work.
但是你仔细看一下整个事实，就是那人只不过按照耶稣的吩咐，把他的手伸出来而已。
But if we look at the facts, in reality, all the man did was to stretch out his hand just as Jesus had commanded him.
这里不但没有工作的成分，也没有违背摩西的律法。
There was no work involved and no violation of the Mosaic law.
但是对于法利赛人说，这根本无关重要。
But to the Pharisees, this does not matter.
他们所看重的是他们对于人为宗教规条的狭隘的解释。
What mattered to them was their own narrow interpretation of their own man-made rules.
他们所看重的是他们自己的高傲、自己的地位以及他们在人们当中的权威。
What mattered to them was only their pride, their status, and power among the people.
因此他们就立刻出去商议怎么样除灭耶稣。
Hence, they went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, held to destroy him.
你知道吗？法利赛人和西律党一向是彼此死对头的。
The Pharisees and the Herodians were normally bitter enemies on every single issue.
但是他们在怨恨耶稣的这件事情上面找到了共同点。
And yet they found common ground for the hatred of Lord Jesus.
他们对耶稣的恨已经使他们的心越发刚硬。
The hatred towards Jesus make their hearts harden even more.
因着他们自我的高傲，出于他们的恨，他们最终把荣耀的主钉上了十字架。
Because of their own pride and hatred, they eventually crucified this Lord of glory.
讲到这里，我盼望在座的每一位都不是心里刚硬拒绝耶稣救恩的人。
at this point. I hope that everyone here is not a hard-hearted person who rejects Jesus' salvation.
而是在主面前认罪悔改，靠着他的怜悯蒙恩得救的人。
But as one who repents before the Lord and is saved by His mercy.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，每次当我们读到福音书的时候，主啊，我们不是为了要看那些其他的人怎么样回应，而是认识我们的主到底是怎样的一位主。 Dear Lord, each time when we dive into the gospel books, we're not there pay more attention to those who oppose, who against our Lord, but each time we canget to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. 主啊，但愿透过我们在一起的查考，在一起的学习，我们能够更加对耶稣基督的怜悯恩惠有更清楚的认识。 Dear Lord, each time when we open your word, let us understand moreTo know more about your mercy and your grace. Yeah, 孩子也盼望在座的每一位都是心存悔改，接受耶稣基督蒙恩得救的人。And I pray that every one of us here will be the person who repent their sins.And also accept Christ Jesus, His redemptive grace, so that every one of us can be saved. 听我们同心合意的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。Hear our prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.